Hello everybody, welcome to the special council meeting for the City of Perth for the purposes of discussing the monthly financial report and matters relating to the carry forward of capital works projects. Respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Whadjuk Noongar people, and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. CEO, could you please read the prayer?
Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, CEO. I formally declare the meeting now open and ask, are there any apologies? I understand that Commissioner Kosova is on his way, however, he may or may not attend. Are there any deputations or questions from the public?
No, Chair.
Are there any disclosures of interest?
No, Chair.
No, no from me either. Are there any matters for the meeting which be closed?
No, Chair.
There aren't. Okay, on that basis now, I would move to item 7.1, the Council Monthly Financial Reports. And we have a recommendation. Would you be prepared to move that, Commissioner McMath?
Yes, Chair.
I would be prepared to second that. Is there any discussion on that item?
I have a question.
Yeah, certainly, Commissioner McMath, probably through Mr. Kent, CEO.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Chair. Michael, on item 2, the statement of comprehensive income for the period ending 31st of August 2020 by program, I'm just looking at that. Obviously, it reflects a favourable variance year to date of 2.3% in revenue, and also operating expenditure, an overall net from operations of 6.8%. Are you on the same page? So thank you very much for the statement and the explanation. Are you able to elaborate whether you see this positive trend continuing for the balance of the year, or is this just a timing issue?
Thank you. Through the Chair, the operating revenue component, the 2.3% favourable variance is primarily attributable to the fact that the parking revenues are stronger than we'd conservatively budgeted, so that's a positive thing. I suspect that there will be a continued positive trend in relation to that, but it might not be quite as dramatic as it looks at the moment, because the budget was phased conservatively in the early part of the year and then elevated later. But I think pretty comfortable that signs are that we will make the budget there. In terms of the operating expenditures, there are some timing components there, and I would expect that will, over time, come closer. The first 2 or 3 months of the year, typically, that's not an unusual circumstance, but it will be monitored.
So thank you very much, Michael. And just on that, I just make the comment that I'm really pleased to see these favourable variances on the basis of prudent financial management, but we also need to be aware that in certain areas, and getting behind in expenditure means we're not able to meet some of our commitments made in a timely manner. But certainly a watching brief on parking and the activity in the city and our ability to support strategic proposals around parking over the coming months. I'd actively encourage the administration to consider all options going forward, subject to council input, of course. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I have no further questions, so on that basis, I put that motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried. 2-0. The next item on the agenda is item 7.2. For the record, you'll note that the voter requirement is absolute majority. As commissioners, the Act provides that we do not need to abide by the absolute majority rule, and in the circumstances, because of Len's absence, we obviously can't. So a 2-0 vote will be okay. I'd like to move the motion, but then I have a question to ask.
Happy to second, Chair.
Yeah, okay. Firstly, through you, CEO, to Mr. Kent, I imagine. Michael, the this motion is essentially not a substantive decision because it's one of those is-what-it-is type of decisions. Is that correct?
That is entirely correct, Chair.
And if the, if for whatever bizarre reason a council said, no, we are not going to approve this, what would be the outcome?
The outcome, it would be quite difficult. In effect, we would need to cease any further work on active capital projects, if that were the decision, because we would be not approving a budget for those projects. So timing-wise, it could be a little difficult. And the other thing is, for projects that are across two financial years, then that would effectively create a quite significant challenge. And I'd need to consider how we'd approach that.
Yeah. Hi, Len. Yeah, thanks. Okay, the reason I ask is that if this matter wasn't considered by the council, it would normally then typically go and be dealt with as part of the annual financial statements, and the budget would be dealt with anyway.
I'm not quite sure that I'm following where you're going. Oh, sorry, Chair.
I'm referring to point two, that we're approving the incorporation of an amount into the 2021 budget, when it's quite likely that that won't be the amount, because that's an estimate as we see at this time.
Okay, so thank you, Chair, and for the clarification, I'm now with you. So the estimate that was actually used when we adopted the budget,
yes,
was 14.006 million.
Yes.
What we're saying now is that we've concluded the annual accounts. We are aware that the adjusted figure is actually 13.346 million. So we're now substituting in the known carry forward values in place of the estimated ones that were in the budget.
Okay. Good. Could I just suggest then that the use of the word amend is probably more appropriate than approve?
Thank you. Point noted.
Because we are indeed amending the budget. Okay, Commissioner, would you be happy with that?
Yes, thank you, Chair.
I also have another question, which is probably a general question, perhaps to the CEO, perhaps to others. The City of Perth has had a historical problem of not being able to deliver upon its capital works program. What is the view of the staff as we speak as to, shall we say, capacity versus desire?
If I may speak to that more generally, and then I'm sure the Project Director of Strategic Finance can add some insight into the first quarter and where our expenditure is at. I think the particular area definitely is under some pressure with resourcing capacity. However, they seem to be moving quite efficiently, and the way that everything has been structured, they've been able to start with tenders. I would suggest there are some internal systems and processes that can contribute, and clearly with elected members coming in, priorities, if they were to change, would have an impact on the current program of work.
Sure. Could I just ask, and I know this gets back to that information bulletin again, that the information bulletin is crystal clear about the the project status of each capital project, because there's two ways that the new council or indeed the administration can deal with this, and that is you can either increase the resources in order to deliver a large program, or you can actually reduce the program. And too often we see the program's high, the resources are low, and so hoarding emerges. And once again, that hoarded money can be used to good effect at other members and other areas of the community. So really like that to be taken on board for the new council. So I see crystal clear with that. As finance people, you'd be fully aware of what I'm talking to. If an engineer was in the room, they'd be shaking their head and probably say it doesn't happen. So if we could take that on board, that would be a good thing. Commissioner Kosova, welcome. Do you have any wise and insightful comments on this issue? Or comments at all?
Probably just the latter category.
Right.
Apologies everyone for being late. I was just trying to recall back to the OCM. There was a report included in there that made reference to the current schedule of, I think it was in one of the two financial reports, that made reference to the capital spend so far this year for the current financial year budget. Just to attempt to kind of reconcile that with the previous year for the reason that the Chair Commissioner has just said. Probably the thing that occurred to me in that regard is that, the paragraph immediately above the recommendation that identifies that, you know, almost 50% of the proposed capital works program has been spent year to date. That being the case, I just wanted to confirm that almost 50% or 45% relates to the whole of the capital year, or so the capital program for the current financial year, of which the carry forwards are part.
Thank you. Through the chair, probably as a precursor to answering that particular question, just to provide context around the capital program itself. Initially, the program that had been looked at for the year was $63 million, and it would have been carry forwards on top of that. So what I actually did in the budget process was I reduced the $65 million down, and then when you substitute back in the carry forwards, you come out reasonably close to a similar figure. In relation to Commissioner Kosova's reference just then, the 45% that we were talking about is yes, of the total program is either tendered or committed. So it doesn't mean delivered, but the processes are moving on those, and they are primarily in that carry forward space, things like Wellington Square and East End revitalisation, etc.
Thank you for that. Through the chair, for exactly that reason, I thought, well, hopefully that de-risks some of the impact that an incoming council might have in wanting to shift some of the projects and commitments in that space. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's good.
Chair, if I may.
Yes.
Commissioner. Just further to the previous comments made by the Chair, I think in looking at this report, this is just one part of a broader information system required around capital expenditure projects. And I note the Chair's comment with respect to an information bulletin, but I recall a project very early on in the Commissioner's term which we approved. On further inquiry, it turned out that the cost estimates were conservative, and therefore a decision was made, in fact, as I understand, not to progress with that project. So I think as a decision maker in an organisation, we need to close the loop and not just have sort of segments and snapshots. But if a decision's made to not proceed with something that the council has approved, which obviously was well justified at the time, then that should at least be open and transparent and in fact taken off the budget. And really, to the chair's point before, that then opens up another opportunity for us to think about other pieces of community infrastructure that weren't able to be included. So I'd really encourage us to think about how we have a really good reporting system around this important part of our mission.
There is a broader governance context there too, and that is that if the council has made a substantive decision to do something, the executive the executive under law has no power. And even though it's very important in the context of organisational decision making, and I accept it and I've used it in the past, as far as a council goes, decisions by the executive are absolutely irrelevant. And so therefore, in this case, a report should have come back to council, giving a good reason why it should not happen. We're talking about the toilet of a somewhat contemporary design, is probably the best way to put it. And I think that's a good example to take forward for the new council, because the council needs to own these projects, and if they don't go ahead, they need to understand why, because they may have well promised 100 of their constituents that it's going to go ahead. So please get that in mind. Yeah. Thank you. Does anybody have any further discussions or comments? Okay, I'd like to acknowledge the efforts of Michael, Mr. Kent, in regards to preparing not only these statements but generally overseeing the incredible improvement in our financial reporting and accounting systems, and could I please have that noted in the minutes. On that basis, could I please put the motion, those in favour? Motion is carried 3-0. Thank you. On that basis, there are no further items to discuss, no late items, so I'll declare the meeting closed at 11:42.
Thank you.
And I haven't done this before.
How good's that?